I've been trying to get the U.S. government to embrace the idea of humans to Mars. And I still think they should very much. Okay, I think NASA should have a goal, and that should be it. But it's so hard to get these guys to focus and to say, look, if you want to go to Mars, let's do it with the fewest possible diversions. Instead, what they do is they sit down and say, gee, we want to go to Mars someday. What are all the things we might want to do before we do that, which is a way to never get there? If we did this, if we took this step, what this would do would, first of all, it would simplify for those people in NASA who do want to go to Mars. They could say, okay, well, we know how to at least get the things up to orbit. We'll just book 3 flights on the Orbital Railroad, okay?
Yeah.
You know, just like if you want to go to Paris, you don't have to figure out how to design the airplane. You just buy the ticket. But furthermore, it would allow all sorts of other people to launch bold space ventures. It would allow privately funded Mars missions to occur, because instead of having to design the whole thing, they would just have to design and build their payloads, whether those are robotic payloads or human payloads. So everything would become much easier. This is the concept of the Transorbital Railroad, and it's a way to just break free of this whole problem that we've had of no one can get to orbit except at ridiculously high prices.
Let's talk for a moment about your efforts through the Mars Society to terraform Mars. A great program, should have been done 15 years ago, Robert, hasn't been done yet. Are we ever going to even try?
Well, terraforming Mars is for the future. I think what you meant to say was to send human explorers to Mars.
Well, eventually. I mean, yes, before that. But don't you think we should be attempting to terraform Mars now? It's a 100-year project?
Well, yeah. To terraform Mars, once we're established on Mars, could be a 100-year project. The immediate task, of course, for our age, you know, for you and me and the people who are working in the space industry and for the people who support it and the public today, is to get our first outpost established on Mars.
Right.
Plant that first seed. You know, really, okay, there's two ways this could be done, either publicly or privately. If it's done publicly, okay, that's NASA's job. And right now, that's the only option we have at the moment. And I think as long as we have a space agency, it should do its job, which is to explore space. And really, the thing on the agenda, the challenge that has been staring NASA in the face since the end of the Apollo program in the early 1970s, has been sending humans to Mars. And it's really a question of embracing that challenge and saying, this is the task, how do I do it? Let's do it. Okay, instead of, this is a task, what other tasks might I say I should do before I do that so I never have to face that challenge, okay?
And it's a three-year program to send somebody, isn't it?
The actual flight is a 2.5-year round trip. That is, it takes 6 months to get to Mars, then you're there for 1.5 years, then it's 6 months to fly back to Earth.
What human being could handle that, Robert, mentally? What do you think?
Oh, any. I mean, you know, I mean, during World War II, my dad was away for 3 years under much worse conditions than...
But he wasn't locked up in a spacecraft for 6 months.
Locked up in a spacecraft for 6 months? A lot of people have been locked up in jails for a lot longer than that. and very ordinary people have survived it. I mean, here, you know, Anne Frank and her family were in an attic for 2.5 years.
Yeah.
And those were just people who faced that by circumstance. They were not picked people, chosen for their...
Well, I guess if they were picked and they were, you know, trained for this, they might be able to handle it. I'm not sure I could for 6 months.
Well, let me put it to you this way, George. Let me offer you a deal, because I can't actually deliver on this deal. But let's say someone offered you this deal.
All right, take it. What is it?
Okay, here's the deal, George. Someone comes up to you and says, if you're willing just to stay inside your house for 6 months, like you're under house arrest, and do nothing but sit around the house, watch TV, read books, do crossword puzzle, I'll give you $1 million.
For 6 straight months?
Yeah, 6 months. You're confined to your house for 6 months. You can watch TV. You can listen to music. You know, you can play chess by mail over the internet. You just sit around, you know, get up, drink coffee, have a newspaper, hang around the house, can't go outside for 6 months, and in return you get $1 million. I think there'd be a lot of takers for that deal.
Well, but if you said stay in your bathroom for 6 months, I'm not sure I would take that deal.
Well, but the spacecraft's not a bathroom.
But it's not that much bigger,
is it? No, it's bigger. It's bigger. The Habitat spacecraft that we designed for Mars Direct is 1,000 square feet. So
like like an apartment.
Yeah, it's like an apartment. It's like a large one bedroom or a small two bedroom apartment
with New York rent rates.
Well, no, except now think about this. You're flying to Mars, man. Okay, unlike Anne Frank and her family who are hiding in an attic with Nazis running around on the outside with listening devices, being terrorized all the time.
Petrified. That you're
okay, here you are. You're going to Mars. You know you're a hero to the entire world. You have all that moral support behind you. You
probably got a book deal the minute you're back. Right?
Yeah, we got more than book. You got advertising endorsements. You know, your fortune's made. You're going to be invited on the board of various corporations and be given, you know, $100 million stock option plans. This is not that hard a deal. This is a lot easier than a GI in World War II who is being taken away to fight in, you know, the Philippines or something and put up with not only Japanese but malaria and idiotic officers, you know, 90-day wonders and army food and all of this and a pretty good chance of getting killed. And when you do, you'll, you know, what they had it a lot tougher.